This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwan has cut diplomatic ties with Honduras and is closing its embassy there. This according to Taiwanese Foreign Minister Joseph Wu. He made the announcement on Sunday morning. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell are due in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi on Sunday to survey the damage from a devastating tornado that killed some 25 people in a small community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report on the damage.
Ain't no houses left up.
Rolling Fork, Mississippi resident Shedrick B. says his neighborhood is just devastated. Houses and trees are flattened.
The little restaurants we got, the gas station. All of that's over with, gone.
He and his girlfriend and two children huddled in a closet after hearing that roar.
I was just holding them tight. She was praying.
AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis in Rolling Fork.
The scale of destruction in this small town is really astounding.
She says it's obvious some people did not survive, with trailer homes taking the hardest hit. The storm, described as a supercell, also knocked out trees and power lines in Alabama and Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that Russia has struck a deal with neighboring Belarus to station tactical nuclear weapons on its territory, but will not violate non-proliferation agreements. Putin told state television that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko had long raised the issue of stationing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, which borders Poland. Putin said Russia will have completed the construction of a storage facility in Belarus by July 1st. He said Moscow would not actually be transferring control of the arms to Minsk. He said Russia has stationed 10 aircraft in Belarus that could carry nuclear weapons. VOA News. The Taliban says it's still trying to take charge of Afghanistan's embassies abroad, despite international isolation because of its restrictions on women and girls. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In a video, the government's main spokesperson said they had sent diplomats to at least 14 countries to take charge of other diplomatic missions abroad. The UN and foreign governments have been extremely critical of the Taliban's treatment of female education and employment. As a result, the international community in general remains wary of officially recognizing the Taliban. In Kabul, 10th grade student Sarawat told the AP she has few prospects under the Taliban's rule. We are living with an uncertain future. Women's futures are wasted because they cannot study and go to school. Despite the disapproval to Taliban policies on women and girls, some countries retain an active diplomatic mission in Afghanistan, including Pakistan, Turkey, Qatar, and China. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Tunisian rights group says at least 19 African migrants have died after a boat sank off the coast of Tunisia. French police again clashed with protesters Saturday as campaigners sought to stop the construction of reservoirs in the southwest. Several protesters and members of security forces were wounded in the clashes around Sainte-Soline as the campaigners sought to stop that construction. Local authorities estimated the crowd at about 6,000 people. The scenes came after days of violent protests nationwide over the president's pension reform plan that prompted the cancellation of a visit by King Charles III of United Kingdom. And just to clarify, he canceled his plans because of the protests. In the U.S., police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others are hospitalized after being found in a freight train. Ben Thomas reports.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
Venezuela's attorney general said Saturday an expanding anti-corruption probe in Venezuela has led to the detention of 10 officials and 11 businessmen, adding that there are arrest warrants for 11 more people. The 21 people arrested face accusations of appropriation of public assets, money laundering, influence peddling, and criminal association. Marissa Melton, VOA News.